Self-Help Messiah, Dale Carnegie and Success in Modern America by Stephen Watts, narrated by Mark Peckham. Introduction. Helping Yourself in Modern America. On a cold January evening in 1936, a great horde descended on the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. 3,000 people crammed into the grand ballroom and onto the balcony encircling it, while hundreds more stood shivering on the sidewalk outside, unable to find even standing room as the hotel staff frantically wedged the doors shut and hoped the fire marshal would not appear. The throng was responding to a series of full-page ads in the New York Sun that promised, "Increase your income, learn to speak effectively, prepare for leadership." Yet the crowd did not spring from the ranks of the working class or the desperately unemployed, who were struggling to survive in the dark days of the Great Depression. It came from a more prosperous stratum, but one equally anxious about sliding into failure. Entrepreneurs, businessmen, shopkeepers, salesmen, middle managers, white-collar executives, professional men. As the audience listened attentively for the next hour, 15 figures paraded before the single microphone on the stage and gave three-minute testimonials. Understanding the principles of human relations, the speakers proclaimed, had pointed them toward success. A druggist, a chain store manager, an insurance man, a truck salesman, a dentist, an architect, a lawyer, a banker, and several others explained that learning how to deal with people had dramatically enhanced their careers and changed their lives. After these endorsements, a short, trim man with steel-rimmed glasses, ramrod posture, and a sincere, soothing voice, with a slight Midwestern twang, took the stage. Dale Carnegie, creator of the self-improvement course being praised, admitted that he was gratified by the large audience. But he added quickly, "I have no doubt as to why you are here. You are not here because you are interested in me. You are here because you are interested in yourself and the solution to your problems." He assured the crowd that each listener could learn the techniques that had improved so many lives. Each could understand how to be a good listener, make people like them instantly, develop an enthusiastic attitude, handle difficult personal situations, and win others to their way of thinking. Each could be successful. Every student taking his course, he declared in conclusion, begins to get self-confidence. After all, why shouldn't they? And why shouldn't you? The throng leapt to its feet and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?